This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, which is the caucus of House conservatives. He joins me now to offer a preview of the president's speech before the joint session of Congress tonight regarding his vision for health care reform, as well as what Republicans would like to see in a final piece of legislation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you again. Thank you.
What clues are you getting about what the president will say tonight in terms of whether it'll basically be the same principles he's articulated before or whether he's going to have some nuance in there tonight?
Well, it's his 28th speech on health care, so goodness knows the last thing we need is just another speech that recites the same old thing. And my concern is that those are the kind of hints that we're getting, is that he will continue to embrace a government-run program that takes decision-making away from patients and their families and doctors, and one a program that will cost literally trillions of dollars in jobs across this land. So I'm hopeful, but I'm not optimistic at this point.
What we've heard is that he might make a moral imperative case for why this needs to be done. If Americans are perhaps overly concerned about the financial burden that this version of reform would take, perhaps he can sway them with the argument that we need to do this. America is the wealthiest country in the world. It's a crisis and a shame on this country that so many people don't have health insurance. How effective could that argument be?
Well, the moral imperative, in fact, is that we follow fundamental American principles. We're the greatest nation in the history of the world because we have fundamental principles that are in place. One of those principles is the constitutional principle of individual responsibility and the federal government not dictating to people what they must do in their daily lives. And so when we hear from this administration that they want to be the ones deciding what kind of health insurance coverage you get, not you and your family, when they want to be the ones deciding what kind of medical decisions are made, not you and your family, when they want to be the ones that are deciding whether or not they tax you at a higher rate if you don't have health insurance instead of the decision being yours, those are things that rub the American people the wrong way, and that's what we heard in August. And if they ram this through, that's what we'll hear again across this land.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, head of the Republican Study Committee. And Congressman, I know you've heard this clip before in the past couple of days, but the president, while still publicly extending a hand of bipartisanship on this issue, is probably likely to send a couple of shots across your party's bow tonight. In fact, we may have seen a preview of that from his appearance at a Labor Day picnic in Cincinnati on Monday. Here's what he had to say about Republican opposition to the Democratic version of health care reform.
I've got a question for all these folks who say, you know, we're going to pull the plug on grandma, and this is all about illegal immigrants, and you've heard all the lies. I've got a question for all those folks. What are you going to do? What's your answer? What's your solution? And you know what? They don't have one.
And that's the point where I know, Congressman, you very strongly beg to differ. Tell our listeners about the legislation that the Republican Study Committee has put together.
Well, the president knows better than that. He just is in full campaign mode, and it's, he has become the champion of misinformation on this. The Republican Study Committee has put forward multiple solutions. One of them that is the most comprehensive is H.R. 3400. We introduced it now over 6 weeks ago, and it would solve the challenges that we have in health care without throwing what's good in our system out the window. There's a lot of high quality in our system right now, and we ought to preserve what's right but fix what's failing. We would provide for making certain that everybody has the financial wherewithal to be able to purchase insurance through tax deductions and tax credits and tax equity for the purchase of insurance. We would fix the problem of portability, where you ought not lose your insurance if you change your job or you lose your job, or the pre-existing challenge, if you have a pre-existing illness or injury and that prices you out of the market, that's wrong. And we can fix that by robust pooling mechanisms so you get the purchasing power of millions instead of being out there in the individual market. We would make it clear that medical decisions that are very, very personal, ought to be between patients and their families and caring and compassionate physicians, not by a government bureaucrat or an insurance bureaucrat for that matter. And fourth, we would make certain that we address the issue of lawsuit abuse. We've got to have lawsuit abuse reform. The whole practice of defensive medicine, which is hundreds of billions of dollars, runs up the cost of health care for everybody, and it's not addressed in any of the Democrat bills. We can do all of those things without raising taxes by one penny. So there are positive solutions out there. H.R. 3400, Republican Study Committee proposal. Folks can Google it or go to our website.
Elaborate, if you can, a little bit, Congressman, on how you would bring down the cost. You mentioned tax credits and other incentives, and also working with the tort reform idea on health care reform. I just had a conversation with someone just a couple hours ago who said, I'm leery of the government system, but I pay $6,000 a year just to cover myself, and I know there's got to be a lot of people out there that can't afford that, so what do we do? Explain exactly how these incentives would bring down the cost and what kind of costs folks would actually be looking at.
Well, the cost drivers in healthcare and in medicine are no different than the cost drivers in anything else. And the whole issue of taxation and litigation and regulation reform, all of which are necessary to decrease the cost of medical care, are vital to decrease costs for patients across this land. So whether it's from a tax standpoint, again, people ought to have tax ability to pay for their health care with pre-tax dollars or provide tax credits or tax deductions. That decreases the cost. Liability reform, lawsuit abuse reform decreases the cost by a remarkable amount, literally hundreds of billions of dollars spent in this nation on the practice of defensive medicine, and that can be solved without costing the American people 1 cent, and that would significantly decrease the cost of health care. Third, the regulatory regime in health care is duplicative and onerous to physicians and to hospitals and anybody else providing health care out there, and it's redundant and onerous to patients. That increases the cost of practice. And we fundamentally address that by making certain that the liability issues are solved and therefore the regulatory apparatus doesn't come in with the heavy hand of the government. If we do those things, we significantly drive down the cost of health care, as well as providing competition for the insurance industry for patients to be able to access the market. Right now, there's very little competition, if any. If we fundamentally reform it in a way that makes it so that patients have a great opportunity to purchase any number of plans that suit them and their family best, then the cost will significantly decrease.
Congressman, just one more question before we let you go. Obviously, your principles stand in stark contrast to what we're hearing from the Democratic leadership, and ultimately they will be the ones that bring legislation to the floor. But in order to get enough votes, particularly on the Senate side, they're willing to negotiate a little bit, they say. They're talking about perhaps instead of a public option, they're talking about cooperatives, and the buzzword of the past couple of weeks has been this trigger mechanism, which doesn't call for a public option immediately. But if healthcare costs don't come down either across the board or in certain parts of the country, then the government option would kick in. Do you see glimmers of hope for common ground anywhere in these proposals, or is it just the same idea by another name?
It's the latter. This is classic Washington speak and Washington think for trying to veil something, hide something enough so that you can get it through. A bad idea today, a government-run plan today, is a bad idea tomorrow. The government-run plan is a bad idea because it takes away the decision-making power from patients. We need to be empowering patients in this equation, not government or insurance companies. And so all that I have seen so far is just an effort to try to buy off votes and to try to put, as they say, lipstick on this pig and try to sell it. And it isn't going to work for the American people. They may fool some of their own members, but they're not going to fool the American people.
Well, we'll see what the reaction of the public is following the speech tonight and whether it changes the debate in any significant way. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today, as always.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Congressman Tom Price, Republican of Georgia, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the Caucus of House Conservatives. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.